Welcome to Manifestation Mindset and More Woo with Shia Samantha. I'm Samantha, your host and Manifestation Spiritual Life Coach. Ever wanted to experience a life with more ease and flow, to experience synchronicities and effortless abundance whilst taking inspired action towards your goals? Well, here we merge the strategy with the energetics to help nourish your mindset, unleash your inner potential, and support you to consciously co-create your life. We talk all things manifestation, universal principles, and spirituality, alongside the relevant tools, strategy, mindset shifts, and more, all to help you embody that dream version of you. If this sounds like your kind of thing, then you are in the right place. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's dive in. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode. So I hope you're ready for an episode on how to navigate when life gives you lemons. And I also thought, just what a really good episode to just bring out, thinking about balance, the kind of theme at the moment on the podcast of really finding more balance, finding how to center yourself, and then also relating to that, how to navigate those difficult times. What happens when things just get a little bit rocky, when things don't make sense, when you're really struggling in general? And what's really ironic is I was trying to record a podcast. I was trying to record a meditation and I was really excited about it. I was thinking, yep, yeah, okay, let's go, press record. And things got really noisy. I don't know if it was excitement for school holidays, but there just seems to be noise in both angles, both sides of the house, as in like the adjoining houses, the noise coming through. You might even be able to hear it. I mean, there's all sorts going on. And I was feeling myself getting a little bit frustrated. I was like, this is not what I wanted right now. I wanted to be able to sit and record a meditation. And I don't feel comfortable recording a meditation when there's all of this noise, all of this chatter going on. I'm not sure if the microphone's going to pick it up. I just started to feel myself getting a little bit stressed. And then I just suddenly realized, I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, it doesn't matter if that's what's going on right now. That is what it is. We can navigate it and we can focus on what we can do. And I just thought, what like a metaphor for this episode, because that is exactly what I want to talk about navigating that period of life and how on earth you switch that. How do you switch your energy? How do you switch your mindset over things? How do you navigate really difficult times? And, you know, some of these things I'm going to share with you today are not necessarily going to be groundbreaking, but if you are having a rough time, it's really helpful just to have this like in your bank, have it saved, so you know you've got it to come back to as a gentle reminder, as a bit of a, you know, little kick up the bum. in a really loving, positive way, because that's how we like to do things here. I'm always here to hold space and validate you, but I'm also going to make sure that you're not getting in your own way and you are still challenging yourself and you are still coming back to your heart's desires and your dreams, because that is honestly what lights me up and what I feel like I'm here to do and support you with. So life has given you some lemons, you're having a bit of a rough time, and you don't know how to navigate it. And the first thing I really want to remind you is remembering not to resist that. Remembering not to resist what it is that you're going through right now. And sometimes when we're going through something really, really difficult, really, really hard, we feel that need to want to resist. We feel that need of like, oh, I just don't want this feeling right now. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. I don't want to be going through this period, and not just allowing. And I actually mentioned this on my Instagram the other day about bringing out a podcast on allowing the process, because I also think this is another like theme running through at the moment, where so many people have been taught, I suppose is the way, or like, I think there's just been this really strong narrative of like trusting the process. And that's definitely something that I've talked about a lot, but actually allowing it, I think is actually far more correct, because we have such an active role in that. And we have a role in getting in our own way. And that's not what today's podcast is about anyway, but I do want to come back to that at some point. So it's always remembering to kind of come back to that and go, when you're holding on to something and your energy is in resistance, you're going to have a much more difficult time because you're keeping yourself in that state of resistance. So anyway, today I'm obviously going to share my tips, my suggestions on how to navigate when you're going through a transition or a difficult time, what's helped me as well, and also a couple of key takeaways as well. So the first one, when you're navigating any sort of really rubbish time and you don't know what's going on, you don't know how you're feeling, you don't know what is happening, the most important thing you need to do is reach out. And I know that that sounds so obvious, but most of us aren't always willing to be vulnerable. Most people want to kind of make their way through their own crap and not necessarily talk to others, not necessarily share that with others. But you know the old fashion saying that's like, a problem shared is a problem halved. Like, when you actually talk to people about it, like, there are so many people that are going to want to listen. There's so many people that are going to happily take that on and sit and hold that space with you. I mean, even if you don't have like a close friend or someone that you truly feel like you can talk to about it, there will be so many other places that you can access support, whether it be like professional support, whether it be support in like communities online. There's always going to be someone you can reach out to. My DMs are always open. I've always wanted to create that sort of supportive space where people feel like they can just share. And I know how hard it is. I know how hard it is to talk about things when you're having a tough time and you just feel like this energy of not wanting to be a burden and not wanting to share things, not wanting to tell people what you're really going through. But if you don't allow people to hold that space for you, then you don't allow yourself to try something new and to try and see if that actually helps and that actually makes you feel better. Because 9 out of 10 times when we actually do talk about things and we just let them go and we let them be released from our energy through the spoken word, just letting them out, it can really be cathartic and really quite healing, even if there's no solution, because someone is just validated and heard you. And that is so, so powerful. So allow yourself to be vulnerable. Allow yourself to talk about what it is that you're going through and know that there's always going to be someone that's going to be there for you to listen. And if not, come find us online, come talk, come join the community, because we're always here to be able to provide support and guidance when things are feeling quite tough. So the next one I'm going to share is giving yourself grace. And this is really about allowing yourself to just feel the feels and not, this kind of links to what I was saying about not resisting and just allowing yourself to feel rubbish and knowing that that's okay. Like, let yourself feel rubbish, be unapologetic about it. Like, if you have to go all out, let yourself feel those feelings, cry it out, scream into a pillow, just let it all flow, scribble for however long you need in your journal. And sometimes I find if I want to scribble some stuff and I don't want it, the energy of that to stay in the journal, I'll rip the pages out and then I'll burn them or throw them away. And I think that's really powerful and also really, really cathartic. And just realizing that actually giving yourself that space and giving yourself that grace is going to be what makes a massive difference to helping you to feel like you can move through whatever it is that you're going through. But on the flip side, I also want to be quite clear that it's so helpful to allow yourself to feel these feelings, but it's so integral not to stay there, not to stay in that energy, because what you can end up doing is when you're feeling like that, you can end up spiraling into more serious mental health, where you might feel quite low, quite depressed. And being aware of when you're feeling a little bit rubbish and allowing yourself to just move through that, but also on the flip side of that, knowing when it's important for you to start trying to move forward and to start taking some action and pulling yourself out of that. Like, I will be the first to admit, I was having a major pity party at the start of this year. Just a few months ago, I was feeling quite low, feeling quite rough. And I had to move through that. Like, I had to just go through it at my own pace. But then it got to the point where I was like, I feel like I'm just starting to feel sorry for myself. and I'm not really doing anything to help myself, not doing anything to make myself feel better. And this is where you have some power, where you just need to come back to yourself and be like, actually, how am I living my life? How am I not supporting myself? How am I supporting myself? And really thinking about what it is that you need in this moment and what it is that you need to do to support yourself. Because I've always said, I've said it in so many other episodes before, when we're in a low state, or when we're just not really feeling like we want to do stuff, there is a part of us that wants to stay in that energy. And that might seem ridiculous to you, but it's really, it's so, so common that actually when we're feeling low and we're feeling down, that our ego, that side of us, will happily keep us there because there is some sort of need being met from being in that energy. But then it's really about tapping into yourself and having that self-awareness to go, okay, I know I need to do something about this. I need to move on. I need to get myself up. I need to start feeling a bit better. And actually having that support network around you to help you with that, that kind of links to number one, is when you reach out and you get help and you get a support network around you, they're there for you to rely on when you are feeling a bit rubbish. They're there for you to pull on when you're struggling to help yourself, when you're struggling to feel better. So it's so, so important to really lean on them in those moments so that they can be that support and they can be that, you know, lifeline. They can be that rope to help you out of the hole when you're feeling really, really rubbish. And this might sound really, really tough. And, you know, I always want to be careful because I'm not talking about like major depression here, like when you need to perhaps look for alternative types of support, whether that be medication or therapy. I'm really talking about when you're feeling just rubbish and low, and it's knowing actually when does that need to stop, and thinking about that and realizing how much power you have over that, and that you can make that change. I always say nothing changes if nothing changes. So for you to see that change and you to see yourself feeling better, you might have to do something different rather than just thinking, I'm going to wait until I feel better. I'm going to wait until I wake up and I feel better. Sometimes you might have to take some action that's a little bit different to what you're currently doing so that you feel better, so that you actually pull yourself back up and start to move out of that state of mind and that state of body as well. Because when you're feeling low, it's not just about your mind. Your body very much goes into that lower vibrational frequency, and therefore you feel that lethargy, you feel that tiredness, you feel that heaviness, and you don't want to do anything. So it's helpful to tap into that as well and know, and actually knowing that, move your body in a way that's going to help release some of that energy. Okay, my next one is, if you can't change the situation, a lot of times we feel really low, we feel really rubbish, and we genuinely can't change that situation, then how can you change your view of that situation? And just knowing that your journey is never perfect, it's never going to go exactly how you want it to. And if you're in a place or a situation that is making you feel unhappy and you don't want to be there, then it's time to remind yourself that you do have choice. You do get to choose a better thought each day. And even if that is something that you can't change right now, then you can change how you're thinking about it. It's the same with like going to the gym. Like, you don't just go to the gym and then suddenly you're like fit and healthy. You go to the gym, you make that conscious decision, and then you work on that habit every single day. And it's not just the act of going to the gym, it's also the planning of going to the gym. It's also choosing the workouts. All of that, it takes conscious effort. And the same goes for wiring in any new way of thinking. It takes conscious effort at the start, reminding yourself how you choose to be rather than how you're currently acting. And again, when you're in this place and you're feeling really rubbish, there's going to be that part of you that's going to resist that. But you have to tap back in to your soul self and actually remind yourself, what is it that you truly want to feel? What is it that you truly want life to look like? How would you rather tomorrow looked? And start choosing the types of thoughts that you want to have instead. And know that that's going to have a massive impact on the life that you're then going to start seeing. Okay, my next one is giving yourself space rather than overbooking yourself. And I have done this one so many times where I've overbooked myself and I've just gone through the motions of life where I'm just trying to get through it, you know, doing work and then seeing friends or doing the gym or any of these things that fill us up. But actually when we have no space, actually can make us feel a bit burnt out. And so tap into where you're at with your calendar right now, because it might be that you're at two different ends. You could either be at the end where you're completely overbooked, you're feeling rubbish with your situation, you're not happy, but you're feeling so overworked, so burnt out, you're putting so much into your life that that's also making you feel worse. Or you're at the other end of the spectrum where you're not doing anything because you feel low and you can't be bothered, so you're not making any plans and you're actually withdrawing. And both of those can be symptoms of like feeling low when life's getting in the way. So it's important to tap into what that looks like. What do either of those resonate when right now? Can you see yourself going through the motions? Can you see yourself, you know, glazing over and going into autopilot? Or can you see yourself just really withdrawing, not doing things that you used to love, not hanging out with people you used to love, not doing the things in life that are aligned with your values? Can you relate to any of that as well? And when you're doing this and you're burying your emotions and you're burying your feelings and you're just trying to avoid it, they're still lurking within you, and usually they will end up erupting at another point where maybe you're feeling a little bit sad and then something sad happens or someone says something sad and suddenly you're just bang, it comes out of nowhere. And that emotion can seem really big and seem a lot bigger than the experience that has caused it. But it's because there was already that emotion in you that was already feeling quite sad and really needed to be expressed. So allow yourself some time just to sit with yourself, sit with your journal at the end of the day and just ask yourself, what am I experiencing right now? How am I really feeling? What am I trying to avoid? What pain or sadness am I trying to avoid through running through life and keeping myself really, really busy? Or what am I taking away from myself by not doing anything positive and not seeing friends? And how is withdrawing not serving me? And actually just checking in with yourself, because sometimes we don't ask ourselves those questions and we just allow ourselves to continue. We allow ourselves to continue feeling a certain way and we allow ourselves to be and do in that same way. Just like I said, with when you're feeling low, it's not just a thought process. You're going to be feeling it in your body and then you're going to act in a way that's aligned with that, which is going to be either withdrawing or overbooking, as I said. So really tap in and just allow yourself to explore what it is that you're avoiding and feel it. Just as we said earlier, feel it, let it go, let it move through you. And if the situation is generally something that makes you unhappy, then can you think of a long-term exit plan? Can you think of a strategy to change it? We sort of said, you know, if you can't do anything, can you change your mindset and your thoughts about it? But also, can you set yourself up for a long-term solution? And this is really challenging. I've actually done this myself at points where I've not been happy with the situation, but I couldn't just leave or change it then. And so I thought about more of a long-term plan and a long-term solution. And at the time, I remember thinking, I don't know if I can get through to that. I don't know if I can get to that. But making the plan itself became a part of the solution, because making the plan reminded me that there gets to be a change. And whether or not I can actually action that plan now, it gets to be a part of that long-term solution. So knowing that that's in the back of your mind, having that can be something to hold on to when you're feeling really rubbish. It's like, you know, the analogy of light at the end of the tunnel. When you have that to hold on to, you are much more able and likely to be able to be more resilient and manage what life's throwing at you, because you've thought about that long-term solution that you're going to be actioning. And I think we get caught up in this mindset that like our jobs are fixed and our relationships are fixed and our friendships are fixed. And actually nothing is fixed. Everything is fluid. Everything is malleable. Everything is changeable. And the only thing that really keeps you stuck is the mindset that you find yourself in those moments when you're feeling like you can't see a way out. That's really what's keeping you in that state. But you have ultimate autonomy over your life. You have power. You have ability to change. And again, we're not talking about comparing to those less fortunate. We're just talking about you here listening to the podcast. If you have access to a podcast and you can listen to this on whatever device you're listening to, you've got so much autonomy, you've got so much power, you've got so much ability to make changes right in the here and now. And you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to have that step 100 carved out, as long as you can see the next couple of steps. As I said, it's a long-term solution. It's not something that needs to be all figured out right now. It's something that can unfold along the way. And this kind of ties in with everything we've been talking about recently with allowing and letting the journey unfold, because a lot of the resistance and a lot of the sadness and a lot of the lowness comes from that resistance to exactly what's going on in our lives right now. Whereas when we do these things, we allow ourselves to be supported, we allow ourselves to be held, we try and shift how we're thinking about things, we do try and make that long-term shift, you're gonna feel so much better, and that's gonna help you to start feeling like you're moving forward. And I just think, allow yourself to be a version of you that you are in the moment. Allow yourself to be a version of you that's not perfect, that's just this version here right now, who's not perfectly healed, not perfectly there yet. And just allow that. Allow yourself who you are right now on your journey, and know that it's an important part of that journey. The decisions you've made up until this point, yes, we can all manifest completely different outcomes based on our decisions, but this is the reality you're living. This is where you're at right now. And when we sit with that and we accept that, it gives us the power to move on. It gives us the power to start making changes. But just know that you don't have to do that on your own. You don't have to hide away and try and heal and manage these feelings alone. As I said, there's always going to be someone there that can support you. There's communities that want to support you. And that can give you sometimes the strength that you can't always see within yourself by having others show it to you. And we all have work to do. Knowing that you're not alone with where you are and where you're and how you're feeling right now, knowing that every single one of us is on a journey, every single one of us is trying to create a life that we want to create and navigate this crazy world, that can sometimes as well be reassuring that we are all in the same boat. I know it does for me whenever I hear a story of someone else's healing journey and someone else's tough times and where they've been and how they've pulled through it. I feel like you recognize that in you. You empathize with that journey because you recognize that part of you that's been on that same journey. Being more vulnerable is likely going to be supporting someone else as well. Being able to share how you're feeling is likely to support someone else. It allows them to find their strength through your story. So yeah, a bit of a different one today. I wanted to just give a couple of ideas and tips and ways to navigate that if you're navigating some lemons. But also just a reminder that you're not alone, that no one has it all together. No one has everything, all their ducks lined up and everything sorted and worked out. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've been learning to accept on my own journey right now, is that actually things don't go to plan, and to stop trying to micromanage everything, and knowing that it doesn't matter if my journey doesn't look like someone else's, or whatever step I'm on isn't the same as someone else's step of the equal number, right? That probably didn't make any sense, but you know what I mean? That it's okay to be exactly where you are, and that we're all here trying to navigate this world. We're all here trying to navigate these big feelings sometimes, and these big life transitions and these big events, and that people are going to want to be there for you and support you on yours. So if you are having a difficult time right now, do reach out. My DMs are always open. And I've been dropping little teasers that something's coming for a while now. I think I mentioned it in my last podcast. But what I would really love some feedback on is how you guys are feeling about episodes or content around more mental well-being and helping navigate those really big, difficult feelings like anxiety and low mood, and what you guys feel about that and me sharing that sort of content. I feel like I've kind of, this episode was kind of centered around that. If you're having a bit of a rough time, and I do talk about that in other episodes about the difference if you're like having a rough time compared to like if you're actually generally low. But let me know anyway whether or not you liked it, you thought it was useful, and yeah, you'd like to hear some more of that as well, because that will really help me with thinking about a couple of things that are coming in the future. So as always, guys, I really appreciate you being here. I love to hear your reviews, hear your feedback. I really appreciate all of the new people that have found us. I've been seeing so many downloads recently. The podcast is just taking shape. It's got arms, legs, and it's running off into the sunset. And I love that. I just really appreciate everyone who's come and giving episodes a listen and being a part of our community. So welcome if you're new, and if you're still here from the beginning, I so appreciate you as well. You guys are truly what makes me so excited to be here, to be able to be sharing this stuff. And yeah, I'm just so grateful. So I am gonna leave it there, and I wish you guys so much love, joy, and abundance.